You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Cincinnati's Historic Conservation Board has continued a hearing on whether the former Denison Hotel on Main Street in downtown can be demolished. A vote will come at another hearing, which has not been scheduled. The board heard arguments from attorney Francis Barrett and several witnesses Thursday, saying the building cannot be reused.
We bought the building because no one could do it. No one could make it work. So we bought it to prevent urban blight and then looked at it to see if it could be done through independent experts, all of whom said it cannot be done.
Columbia REI, which owns the building, wants to tear it down, and the site would be vacant while a development plan is finalized. Opponents, including the Cincinnati Preservation Association and the Cincinnati Preservation Collective, say the building should be saved since it's located in an historic district. Attorney Sean Souter represents those groups and says three city rules apply concerning demolition.
One, you have to prove there's no economically viable use for the property, and you have to prove that there was something done to you by the regulations, that the regulations deprived you of all economically viable use, and that it was not something of your own doing.
Souter says the building's owner cannot prove that. The Thursday meeting was cut short when one of five members of the Historic Conservation Board needed to leave. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.